Hachette Audio presents Making It in America, a 12-point plan for growing your business and keeping jobs at home. Written by John Bassett and Ellis Hennigan. Read by Alan Robertson. To Pity Pat, my bride of 52 wonderful years. Introduction. Stepping up. I had never been inclined to turn away from struggle before. I wasn't about to turn away now. I walked into the noisy finishing room at our sprawling factory in Galax, Virginia, and right away the conveyor belt stopped. Inside a furniture factory, silence is almost never a happy sound. Uh-oh, I thought. What's the problem here? All the workers were turning from their stations and were now walking toward me. Was there a safety issue I hadn't heard about? Did somebody get hurt? Was there a problem with one of our machines? It had to be something fairly important. We'd worked hard to cut our downtime. In my long experience on factory floors, people don't usually stop working when the boss comes in. Finishers do the messiest work in a furniture factory. The job requires speed, care, and genuine artistry. That conveyor runs fast, and if the stain is uneven or the lacquer is applied wrong, you've just spoiled the underlying craftsmanship. A sloppy finishing job is the first thing a dissatisfied customer will notice and complain about. As the finishers crowded around me, I saw that no one was frowning. Nobody looked mad. But then a lady named Helen stepped up to speak for the group. "John," she said, staring straight at me in her brown-stained coveralls, "we have something to tell you." "Okay, what is it?" "We see what you're going through," Helen said. "We see what you're trying to accomplish for us, and we want you to know one thing. You tell us what you need, and we're going to do it for you. You tell us what you want, we'll get it done." I heard her loud and clear. We were still struggling to save this factory and the 700 men and women it employed. Few people thought we'd be able to do it. We were the furniture industry's stubborn underdogs, hanging tough in Southwest Virginia after most of our large competitors had shifted their production to new facilities overseas. Before Helen spoke, I'd been talking a good game, but wasn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?